are now listening to the Lifting Standards Podcast, where we interview trainers, nutritionists, and inspirational individuals with the goal of providing personal and professional growth in every episode. Now, here's your host, Dalton Nicholas.
What's going on, Lifting Standards Podcast audience? Friends, what is happening? I hope life has been amazing with you since the last podcast release 2 weeks ago. Thank you for all the love shown on the podcast, on the Instagram reels, all the positive remarks that I have received. It helps so much hearing that you guys enjoy watching, listening, or seeing the clips on Instagram and the YouTube video. Seriously, it means a lot. I hope to continue to bring good quality topics. This one that we have today is an absolute banger. The YouTube quote that everybody uses. For today's episode, we are talking about life after fat loss, as you could tell from the title. Something I have probably more knowledge in than any other sector of my life, because I was extremely obese in high school. Then went through a phase where I probably wasn't eating enough nutritionally to lose some weight. Then bounced back, started doing a more healthy, learning more as I started going to school for personal training, etc. And then finding a decent balance. And then right about where I hit a nice flat plateau of balance where I was maintaining weight, still exercising and stuff. Probably about 6 months before COVID happened. I fell into a life rut, a little bit of depression, anxiety, life issues, whatever was happening. I was not taking my health or my fitness very seriously at the time. So because of that and my own, you know, my own fault, I fell into gaining weight again, which, by the way, to get this out right from the beginning, this isn't going to be just a bunch of excuses for anybody who has lost weight. It's not going to just be negatives as well. I want this to be a very just informative episode. I want there to just be some light shed on the subject because it's not a very popular topic. Everybody always talks about the journey. Nobody ever talks about how long the journey is. So, but part of the reason why I'm talking about it is because statistically, after 5 years, most people have either put on 80% of what they had already lost, or if not, they've gained more weight than they had already lost, which I have personally done. And it sucks. And it's a mental battle for sure. It's an ever-changing battle. You always have to be working at it. And I think a lot of people who lose weight might think, okay, this is the time that I can relax now. I can eat whatever I want because I'm healthy again. But it's never that. It's always, you always have to, you know, not be in a deficit, a caloric deficit, but you should probably focus on keeping healthy habits and healthy tactics. So this is what we are going to talk about in today's podcast. First off, tools and habits that should be a priority to keep after you've lost weight. Things that I think are high value in all time in your life. Every point of your life. How taxing the mentality of consistent fat loss can be. Adjusting to mental hurdles of life after fat loss. Like, for example, not being good enough, or even the opposite end of the spectrum. You're good and you can eat whatever you want now. Which are both not true. We're also going to talk about figuring out how to navigate society's view of you now. Because that's something I think people don't realize happens as you lose weight or gain weight after you lose weight. Lastly, I'm going to talk about how it's not easier the second time. It's just not. It's still going to be hard. every time you have to lose 50 plus pounds, 20 pounds, whatever. Whenever you have to lose weight, it's never going to be super easy. And you already know that because you've done it before. So let's hop into the first one here. Tools and habits that I think should be a priority to keep. Number one, I think tracking your food or intuitive eating around maintenance level. Do I think tracking food is healthy for every single person on this earth? No. Do I think intuitive eating or figuring out what range of calories you should be eating a day to stay at maintenance at different times in your life is a good idea? Yes. And whatever works for y'all will be your own personal experience. Everything that I say in here will not work for everybody. Just a disclaimer. Because once I lost weight, I stopped using MyFitnessPal, and that, you know, that can easily draw you in. I shouldn't say once I lost weight. Once I stopped focusing on weight loss, I stopped using MyFitnessPal. And at that point, you still should, you know, if you're used to using it and it's a tool that helps you, you should continue to use it and then just change your goal. You know what I mean? I had it always on weight loss. You should change it to a maintenance calorie setting or speak to a professional, either a trainer, nutritionist, doctor, whoever it may be. Next, a regularly scheduled activity doesn't have to be the gym. You could sign up for literally anything. Like, even, I'm going to be a little extreme, but like bowling, badminton, any sort of like outdoor exercise activity, baseball, basketball league, softball, soccer, running club, whatever you like to do, you can do that and keep it a regular thing, once a week, twice a week, whatever it may be. Because once you stop having like accountability systems to keep you moving, the gym gets more and more boring the more you go, in my opinion, to be 100% with you. Once you get year three or four after the, once you've lost weight, and you're around like year three, year four, year five, when it really starts to like where most people end up gaining the weight back, the gym isn't as fun as when you first lost. The gym kind of loses its glimmer, if you will, because of you've already lost a ridiculous amount of weight and now you're just there. And it seems to kind of like the excitement of it might mellow out for you as the years go on after you lost weight. So try to find other things that are not just the gym to keep you active. You should keep an accountability structure. People, social circles, friends, those are one. You can set up spouses if y'all have that type of relationship. Or whatever. We've talked about accountability systems in the last podcast, and I'm sure more prior to that as well. But just setting up anything to make sure that you get something done for yourself. Whether it be you put money away every time you go to the gym, you can get the tattoo if you go to the gym for, you know, 20 times in 2 months or a month or whatever it may be. Just some sort of system that holds you accountable. And you could honestly do a bunch of research into this for yourself. I'm not going to list every accountability structure that there are. If this is something that you aren't really understanding or not sure where to go, I think it would be really, really positive for you to look into accountability structures as a focus right about now. Not eating out every day or falling into a series of bad eating decisions. And it sounds like super simple, right? But if you are around year 4 or 5 and say you've already gained like 10 or 20 pounds and you really don't hate the way your body looks, which you shouldn't, but you're kind of thinking like, okay, like this isn't so bad. I've gained a little bit of the weight back, but hey, you know, I definitely worked hard and I'm not where I was. You can kind of see how you could slip into old habits that will help create not such good health again. Because for unheard of reasons, like, it feels like history repeats itself, even in every sense of the world, and it's really hard to fight that. Especially, you know, you don't actually get rid of the fat cells, right? Like you're just shrinking them, so they're all still there, and they can fucking puff up whenever you decide to go back to some old habits. So that's definitely a stressful and unfortunate truth about weight loss, and like I said about the statistic earlier. It's you're not alone. You're not alone in this. It happens to 80% of the people who lose a bunch of weight over 5 years. So, you're not alone in the situation, but making sure that you don't eat out every day. It sounds very simple, but trust it. It gets very easy to do that once work gets very hectic or social life gets very hectic, and cooking at home just isn't. It's still not fun at any point in life if you're not into it, like myself. I'm not a huge cooker. I do it because I need to either save money, save calories, or plan ahead for time for meals and stuff. But if it's not something you enjoy doing, it's not going to get any better as time goes on. Unless you find ways to make it fun, you know. But if you're someone who is not a huge fan of meal prepping, it's still going to suck, but you still shouldn't eat out every day. Those are just a couple of tools and tricks that I think are really important to hang on to as you come out of, like, focusing on weight loss and turning it more towards maintenance. I think your accountability system will be a big one to take away from that. The intuitive eating at a maintenance level is a big one to take away from that. And I'm sure there are others. If you guys have any other ones that you think are really huge habits and tools that you should keep after you lose a bunch of weight and you shouldn't just dive back into old habits, leave them in the comments below on this video. Let's go to the next one, the next big topic we're going to talk about today, the taxing mentality of constant fat loss. So I've talked about the statistic being 5 years long because this shit is forever, bro. Like, as soon as you lose a bunch of weight, you are now in this lifelong battle of keeping it off or becoming a part of the statistic, right? And it's not hard to see that it's hard to keep weight off. It's not confusing. It's not a gray area. It's very black and white. It is very hard for people who have lost weight to keep weight off long term. And I don't want to scare people who have lost weight already. I don't want to give people who are in a similar situation like myself who had regained the weight, I don't want to give you all excuses. I just want to put it in perspective so you're not so hard on yourself thinking that it's a you thing. Because it's a human body thing. It's very hard for us. Or human mentality. Everybody, it seems like a lot of people are having this issue, especially if you just look at the statistic, right? So just don't think that it's just you. And I think being in a deficit is draining, especially if it's super long period of time. Depending on how much weight you had to lose or you wanted to lose, some people might have been dieting in a deficit for a year, 2 years. That shit's so, that's draining. Not only just your body, but mentally, it's super draining. Like, you're not just always tired. Like, you could be more irritable when you're on a deficit, you know? Whenever you have cravings, you could be more irritable then. You could be more emotional. I personally get very emotional when I'm hungry and I'm not able to eat. Or not, you know what I mean? Like, when I'm still hungry and I've hit my calorie for the goal, for my calorie goal for the day, I get very emotional. I'm just a very, like, what, no matter what the emotion may be, anger, happy, usually not happy, obviously, anger, sad, any emotion that you could really feel at that time, it's amplified. So it's definitely draining being on a deficit for a prolonged period of time. And that just taxes. That's very taxing on your body and your mental state, for sure. The constant expectation from yourself or others for results. So I was very lucky in my journey. I saw pretty decent results like within 3 months. So that kind of, you know, amplified my energy. But that's not the story for everybody. I know people who have been on a weight loss or fat loss journey for 5 years. Like, it's still a struggle for them, you know? And that, yo, expecting results for yourself or, like, seeing yourself sabotage your own weight loss journey over and over again, that, I can't imagine how horrible you could, like, picture yourself or make yourself feel. You know, if you do little things throughout the day and you feel, you know, maybe you mess something up, you forget somebody, forget to pick something up. Anytime you let someone else down, you know how that feels. Now, just like letting yourself down, once you start realizing it and you can see it as opposed to just like not even paying attention to it or blocking it out, that's when it hits, man. That's when it hits. And that's part of fat loss and weight loss life. you are always expecting results for yourself to hit. And maybe you have a coach, maybe you have friends, maybe you have family who are also watching you, and you are talking to them about this journey, because obviously it's a huge part of your life whenever you're trying to lose some weight. And they're expecting you to make some results too. And maybe they're vocal about it, maybe they're not, maybe they make comments, maybe they don't. But that shit sucks. Hopefully you have positive people around you. And I really do hope that you all have a nice accountability system. Social circle, family, friends, whatever. But it's not always going to be that way. And you never know how people's mentals are, man. So definitely be nice to anyone trying to do it. And be careful what you say when someone's going through a weight loss journey. You know, if someone's been busting their ass off for 3 months, and you can't see it realistically, but maybe they're down 20 pounds and you're just not able to tell, it would really hurt their feelings if you tell them that doesn't look like they lost anything. Or maybe it sets them back into a regression too. So you don't really want to be careful how you talk to people who are going through weight loss. I'm not saying baby anybody, of course, but you should be a little bit more sensitive to their feelings and realize how much power your words have. And that's when you're talking to other people. Also, for yourself, you need to realize how much power your own thoughts and your own talk about yourself. Something I always talk to with clients who I'm working with, if anybody ever calls themselves fat, I nip that immediately. And I might even still do it from time to time, just based off of it feels like it's ingrained from like almost childhood. Maybe you feel so uncomfortable with the situation, you try to just make it funny by saying it, and you think you'll get a cheap laugh out of it or something. But what you're doing to yourself mentally, it's a lot more impactful than you can imagine. Don't call yourself fat. Don't call yourself stupid. Don't call yourself anything. Any negative towards yourself on a daily basis, it's not going to set you up for success. So you can't be doing that to yourself, especially during a weight loss journey, after with fucking life, man. Don't talk negative to yourself. You're not going to help yourself out that way. Talk yourself up. Talk yourself up and talk your friends up and talk your family up. Be positive. Obviously, you're going to have bad days, and not every day is going to be sunshine and rainbows. But even on those days, you should never call yourself fat or stupid. Talk about yourself with good faith. Know that you are a good person, or you're trying your best. And some days you're not going to be able to do 3 hours of activity, busting your ass, sweating. Some days it's going to be like, okay, I went to the gym for 20 minutes on my lunch break, but I had a lot of stuff today. And I'm proud of being able to go to the gym and actually going instead of just taking 20 minutes to lay around. Some days it's going to be like that. And that's probably should go into the tools and habits portion of this, but I had to let that out, because it just, you know, when you get passionate about something, this is something I'm very passionate about. I want people to be able to rise up above their self. Yeah. Rise up above yourself, man, because you never realize how much you're hurting your own journey. And you also never know how much you're hurting other people's journeys too, with the way that you speak to people. So maybe that. Here's some homework, everybody who's listening. Look at the way you speak to other people during the week. Maybe do that for a week, okay? Look at the way you speak to other people, and then pay attention to how people speak to you. And then let's make some adjustments based on that, whether it's with yourself or how you speak to other people or how they speak to you. Look, pay attention to that. It's really important. Okay, after that one, we are headed to we're talking about the taxing mentality of consistent fat loss. Okay, so realistically, if you are focused on fat loss, you're going to be either around people who have developed some eating disorders, or you might develop one yourself, or even if you don't want to label it an eating disorder, you're going to come around some unhealthy mindsets. And that's going to happen. You can see it in today's marketing schemes. You can see it in some of the way influencers talk. You can find an influencer for pretty much anything, right? Like, It's getting a lot more positive. A lot of people are using their Instagrams for good and trying to help people as well. But definitely when you first get into trying to have a weight loss journey or trying to do, lose a bunch of weight, it's almost natural for you to think like, okay, less food equals more weight loss. But it's not healthy. Like, dropping your calories to 700, 1,000 calories is not healthy at all. Not maintainable, not consistent. You're not going to be able to consistently do that without, like, giant health risks. And, excuse me, it's all over the place. So even if you are not someone who is developing this when you're doing your fat loss journey, weight loss journey, you're going to be around it, I suspect. It's all over. And I'm not saying that these people, I'm not saying you shouldn't be around people who have an eating disorder or an unhealthy mindset. But you helping those people, trying to make sure you're self-aware so you, you know, can stay in a healthy mindset and not develop any of these is very important. But it's definitely, it's becoming more talked about now, but man, it's tough with how much nutrition changes and how I think after this next generation, I think that nutrition and stuff will be a lot better, and hopefully health of overall, like, population will be a lot better, because there's some really unhealthy mindsets, like habits, and just the way that people learned about food before now, the way that things were handled by an older generation. I'm not putting at fault anybody, but just think about what the world thought about nutrition 30 or 40 years ago when our parents were learning about it, and now see where nutrition and everything is now. It's very different, right? But they, like, unless they were someone who worked in the field, where would they have learned it, you know? Nutrition is not something that most people just kind of pick up and read. Most people just, like, take what they learned when they were young and maybe learn a little bit in their 20s or 30s, you know what I mean? But most people just learn stuff about nutrition from their parents and then just go with it. So there's a lot of unhealthy theories, thought processes, things about food, carbs are evil, fats are bad, you know what I mean? And unless you do your own research, it can be really confusing. Even if you do your own research, it can be really confusing. So I guess this is also a prediction too. I really hope that with how much more access to information we have in today's age, that hopefully some eating disorders, like the number of eating disorders and stuff, will start like to drop in the future years with the next generation of parents being at the helm, at, you know, in the saddle, I suppose. All right. Next thing that is very taxing if you're just focused on consistent fat loss, you miss out on some stuff, man. You know, if you've been losing weight for 5 years and, you know, you're at a healthy point in your life, at some point you have to realize that everybody always says, like, I'm not here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. And I'm not a huge, like, I understand the, like, the meaning behind it, but I also, like, I don't want people to just take that and use that as excuse all the time, you know? Definitely are here for a good time, and I think this is where a lot of stuff gets missed. If you're on a diet and you're missing out on going out to dinner, missing out on cookouts, missing out on life events, things like that, you can really damage some social relationships. You really can, and that's, I don't even think anybody's ever talked about it. I've never really heard fitness professionals or nutritionists or anybody really talking about it. I could be wrong. If someone has talked about it before, I would really like to, you know, listen to or watch whatever it is. Please drop it below if you know of someone who has talked about this, but missing out on the social events and, you know, damaging your social relationships with either friends, family, significant others. It's a real thing that happens probably often in weight loss journeys. And also on top of that, sometimes your significant other, family, they might not be super supportive of your weight loss journey. And that as a whole, its own thing gets taxing as well. The whole point of this section of the podcast is just to kind of open up all of the like hurdles, either during the fat loss journey or even after you are done. You'll hit a giant plateau eventually, whether it be strength, performance, or maybe an unknown plateau like an injury or something. These are all things that mentally will test you along the way while you're trying to lose weight or specifically fat. These are all things that are going to test you. And if you're not ready for those things, it could be a lot more impactful on your journey or hurt you on your journey. So I'm trying to kind of give you a heads up of things that could happen. Of course, everything I listed could not happen. You could lose all the weight, become the men's or woman's fitness front page magazine model, millionaire star. But like there's definitely going to be some sort of hurdles in the way for most, if not all people. Mentally, physically, socially, whatever it does, whatever happens. And when you're trying to be consistent with a weight loss journey, it's going to take a lot of mental capacity to keep going. And say you are someone who has already lost all the weight and you're listening right now, I just want to give you a second and I want you to focus on how fucking badass it was that you were able to keep going and keep the weight off. And congratulations to you, because I know that you probably dealt with one of these things that I have listed and you made it to the other side, and congratulations. And if you haven't made it to the other side, just know we're going to talk about some things that I think will help you along your way, and I want you to keep going because it's not over. You're still breathing, you're still kicking, you're still going to be able to try and get to wherever your goal is regardless of these hurdles. You know what I mean? Think about the word hurdle, or think about what's the definition of a hurdle? Something that was meant, this thing was created. A hurdle was created to be jumped over, okay? Or if you're the Hulk, just run through that motherfucker and get to your goal, for real. Because all of these things I'm talking about, I don't want to keep this on a sad or a low vibe. Like all of these things, I'm telling you them so you can be prepared and for what's ahead. Or if you've already at the finish line of this race, bro, I want you to be able to see all of those fucking hurdles that you have beat, because sometimes you don't even realize how far you come, especially with weight loss. Every single time you hit a milestone, you just create another one and don't even actually look back at the progress. Be proud of the progress that you have made, because that shit is fucking amazing. And you've already beat the statistics. If you have lost weight and you have kept the weight off and you're currently keeping the weight off right now, you are better than the stats. Because that shit is hard. Not everybody can do it, but you can. So that's amazing. So, next on the list, we talked about hurdles, like the mental taxing of the hurdles. We're just going to talk about adjusting to them, right? So, life after fat loss. Whether you think that you are never good enough, you're always, always consistently wanting to lose more weight, or the exact opposite. Like, you're like, okay, I look good now, I can eat whatever I want. Neither are true. You're good right now. Wherever you are in your weight loss journey, you are okay right now. Aside from maybe some health risks that you're trying to avoid or something like that, you are fine. You are good. I know a lot of the time it's hard to believe that. But I've actually heard from some really good friends of mine, a good way to find out is some of the things that you say about yourself. We talked about the self deprecating talk, or the just the self hatred, really, like the very, very effective and impactful down talk on yourself. Think about if your friend would say that about you, your best friend. Think about three best friends that you have, or two best friends, or whatever amount of friends you have. Think about if one of them would say what you just said about yourself, about you. Honestly. Honestly, think about that. And if the answer is no about your best friend saying it, then you shouldn't be saying it about yourself. And that's for real. I've been getting on to a lot of tangents. I appreciate you if you are still here in the podcast. Thank you very much. I am very passionate about this subject. So there may be many branches that I go off on, but I'm going to try to keep to the outline for the most part. Finding my way back to the hurdles of life after fat loss. We're going to talk about finding the balance between I look good and not good enough. It's going to be a battle forever. You are always going to have that mental battle. And realistically, it's hard. It's really hard. You know, I would love to get to a point where I feel good about my body. You know, it's really, you never know what you have until it's gone. That's always like a great thing that people say. Great quote. When you look back at how much weight you have lost, if you are on the post, if you're here because you've lost weight and then you gained it again, if you look back at your, you know, shredded body, whatever your best, whatever you think your best was, go back, look at that, and think, did you even appreciate it then? And I would almost guarantee the answer is no, because I know I didn't, and it was night and day. I looked almost sick with how thin my face was when I was doing this weight loss. And I still thought I needed to lose more, you know? So I think you'll always want to look better. And I don't think that it is always a bad thing. It could be very self-detrimenting. But if you look at it as in you're just always trying to improve, that's a different mindset for sure. On the opposite end of the spectrum, when you think you are fine and you can eat whatever you want now, that's the beginning. That's the beginning of a spiral, you know? Unless you're talking about intuitive eating at maintenance calories, you're gonna spiral. I don't really want you to think that once you hit a certain weight or a certain body composition that you can just start eating whatever you want, especially if you were a heavier person to begin with. Because it's a lot. If you're someone who naturally is able to gain weight quickly, it's going to be hard to keep it off. Like, period. End of the story. It's going to be hard to keep it off. So once you start, just one bad habit comes back, it's very easy to spiral into multiple bad habits. So I don't want you to think that you can just eat whatever you want once you lose all the weight. You can eat whatever you want anytime, but we choose to have a nice caloric balanced meal, maintenance level, and stay wherever you are trying to stay at for weight or body composition once you have lost the weight. Listening to everyone. Yo, so this is a huge hurdle for me personally. So I know I'm about to get passionate about it. And If you don't like the sounds of it at the beginning, you could just probably skip 10 minutes in, because I'm probably going to talk about this for a minute. Listening to everyone's opinions the entire time. So when you start doing a weight loss journey, everyone's going to have something to say about it. Whether it be positive or negative, they're going to fucking weigh in. And to be honest with you, maybe you need the positive reinforcement. Maybe you don't. But whether you do or you don't, motherfuckers are going to tell you. They're going to talk. Because everybody's got something to say about everything, right? But specifically, like, weight loss journeys, bro. I wish it was always positive. Because I have had some amazing people along the way of my weight loss journey say some things. But I'm kind of focusing on post Like, after you lost the weight, maybe you gained, like, weight back. Even not all of it. Even if it's not all of it. As soon as you start gaining weight back, man, people will say something. And that is literally okay. It's not okay for those people to say something. It's extremely rude. I vividly remember an experience where I walked into a gym, saw someone who I had not seen in probably 6 months, and I had gained probably 20 or 30 pounds from my lowest. And the first words they said to me were, "What happened?" Not hello, not how are you, not how is your day. He looked at me and with a weird face said, "What happened?" As if I had been cut in half. Like, literally, he looked at me with disgust. And I wasn't even unhealthy at this time. Like, I was genuinely still healthy. I was just, I was holding a little bit more fat and I was at a maintenance level. And that really fucking did it for me, man. That was like, wow. First of all, I don't enjoy that person anymore. And it was pretty brutal. And the worst part is the person who was talking to me was extremely unhealthy. I don't want to rag on them, but they had their own situation going on, you know? And I think it was more of a projection, and they looked at my story or my weight loss journey for like some inspiration, and it probably hurt them. And I'm not saying, you know, like it might have hurt them to see me like gain the weight back, because I might have been an inspiration for them. But that's, I do not owe anybody anything. I don't owe anybody anything, especially when it comes to my own health or my lifestyle. I don't need to give explanations to, and this goes for all of y'all as well. You don't owe anybody an explanation on why or how you are living at the time. And please don't ever be that person who just looks at someone and says, "What happened?" When someone, maybe I had an injury. You know what I mean? It wasn't the case, right? I had just, you know, gained a little bit of the weight back for health reasons. But maybe I had an injury, and or maybe I lost somebody, or maybe I went through an episode of depression, whatever it could be. You don't know my story prior to that situation. And that's how you should look at every situation. If you know someone who has lost weight and they're gaining it back, bro, just you don't say anything. You don't need to say anything. You know, if it's a loved one or something, that's a little bit more tricky, because, you know, it's hard. It's a hard line to work with. But if you are just acquaintances, you definitely don't have the right to say anything. I didn't do too bad. I didn't rant for too long on that. But that was pretty much just listening to everyone's opinions, whether you are pre weight loss, post weight loss, or you have gained the weight back at this point. You're gonna hear stuff from social events, social people, social media. You're going to feel that. You're going to hear about it all the time. And my advice to it really is to, I don't really want to say get thick skin, because I think that's a little like negatory of the other people's actions. Like, you're just kind of negate, like, oh, not really holding them responsible. But if someone is continuously just kind of like bagging on you or making you not feel good, that's not going to help your next journey. I know people say tough love, but that's, there's a difference between tough love and just straight up ignorance. So anybody who's just doing that to you, I would say cut them off and make your own social circle a little bit better. We've talked about this a little bit already. If you have already lost weight and then gained it again, you're going to go through some, it's either constant, seldom, at some points, you're going to do some self-deprecating, and whether it's of your physique, your choices, your lifestyle, it's going to be something. And we talked about being, you know, better to ourselves, talk nicer to ourselves. Obviously, eating healthier is good for our bodies, so you should do that as well. But don't absolutely, you should look at the positive of being able to learn more once you lose weight again. Maybe you get to go to the gym and see some people you haven't seen again. Try to find the positives in the fact that you're about to take on another weight loss journey, as opposed to just blaming yourself, the situation, life, or whatever you're blaming it on, and stop hating on your own physique or mental. You know, it's not going to give you any production. That doesn't give you anything. It actually takes away from probably your motivation to do anything or your discipline to stay on point with what you're doing. That doesn't work. The self-deprecating is, that's for everybody. Whether you are going on the weight loss journey, whether you are post and trying to keep the weight off, or whether you are after you lost weight, you have gained it back. You gotta just own it, and you just have to accept it and move on. Sitting in your own stew of self-deprecating thought processes is going to be more damaging than any amount of hot wings that you eat. I promise. It's really, your mindset affects so much more than any amount of calories can. So you really need to stay out of the self-hatred of your physique or your actions too. Definitely hold yourself accountable and own your actions, but you don't need to live in a stew of self-deprecating. It's not good. Something, oh my God, this is so good. Okay. Identifying triggers and trying to process them in a healthier way is something I still need to work on to this day. Most people may not know. Hopefully, if you're 5 years into a weight loss journey, you would have some idea. I know I am a very emotional eater. Whenever I am going through any sort of life struggle, new life change, I kind of turn to food, and I have always turned to food to kind of suppress my emotions. You can talk to someone. Therapy is a good way to handle this. Or just look into it too. Like, once you figure out what your trigger is, I'm sure that there is someone else on the internet that has the same trigger. If you really don't want to go and talk to someone about it, like a professional, therapist, nutritionist, you can probably find and make sure they're a valid, you know, certified, or they have, like, just make sure that they have credentials, basically. And it doesn't necessarily always have to be a certificate, but or maybe schooling, or even self-experience. Like, personally, once I get to the other end of this weight loss journey, I'll probably do another podcast similar to this, because I'll learn so much more from my own experience. But people will be able to look at my Instagram and go, okay, here he is right after high school, lost a bunch of weight, went through some shit, gained weight back, and then did it all over again. So maybe even the catalog of their own experience. And you don't take anything that anybody says with solitude. Always take it with a grain of salt. Even me, you know? Anybody you're listening to, you never want to just take what they say because it's them, if that makes sense. You want to have your own thought about it. You want to kind of analyze it yourself and come up with your own effective way to deal with triggers in a more healthy way. You don't want to go the opposites. You don't want to make it worse. And those are all of the hurdles that I could see for after fat loss. Once again, if you have any idea, if you have any thoughts on what a mental hurdle for life after fat loss may be, please drop it below in the comments or let me know. I would love to hear. Alrighty, figuring out how to navigate society's view of you. This is obviously huge. We talked about it a little bit in the prior section. But not all of you may think that you are a role model or are an inspiration. And that's okay. I think it's probably a pretty humble thing to do not to think that you are necessarily an inspiration. But if you shared your journey on social media, and you're an inspiration to people, man. Like, no matter how big or how small, even if it's one person's life and you have affected that because you went out and lost weight and they watched you do it and now they're trying to do it, one person is all it takes. Ripple effect, fam. They could go on and do their journey, and then they could inspire someone else to do it. You have to realize that some people may have looked up to you, and now they have certain expectations from you as a human, and you do not need to live up to them or uphold them. I just want you to be aware of them, because it happens. People see you lose weight, And then they have expectations or ideas that you, like, what you should be or what you should look like. And by no means do you need to live up to those expectations, because you are your own person, and they probably shouldn't be putting any expectations on you based on, you know, situations. I think, it just feels like your body is under a magnifying glass, especially if you made it public and you were very active on, say, social media about your weight loss. It makes your whole body composition very much on under a magnifying glass. And it can be good as an accountability system, and I do it myself. And I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying with all good ideas, there may be some repercussions, right? Every good has a bad, you know, yin-yang. Everything balances out. So I think the negative about sharing yourself online is once you do it, they're watching you like a hawk forever, it feels like. People are very nosy. People are very interested in their inspiration's lives. But a lot of good can come from it, too. I'm not telling people to stop sharing their journeys online, because your story, no matter what your story is, whether it's weight loss or anything, even take it out of the fitness, whatever your life story is, if you just tell it on social media, it could help someone, period, end of story. But I just want you to be aware that you may have people looking up to you or having expectations of you. Whether you're going down in weight or up in weight, people will have something to say. And we talked about this a little bit earlier, but it's a little different when you think of social, like the social construct. So if you're going to work, maybe coworkers will have something to say. If you're on your way down, people might make fun of you for not going out to lunch. Fuck them. You know what I mean? And people might make fun of you when they notice that your shirt's a little bit tighter. These are all, and once again, I'm not telling you all of this stuff to make you scared to lose weight or make you scared of anything or make you feel bad if you are dealing with any of this stuff. I just want you for a second. I know I'm kind of going on a tangent again, but just know if you're dealing with other people, I am someone who has dealt with all of these things basically on this list, and you're not alone. It's not going to be the last time you deal with some of these things. And there's ways that you can make each situation better. You are not powerless, is maybe a better way to put that. In every single one of these situations, you are not powerless. I want you to be able to expect what is going to happen when you lost weight, then gained weight. And maybe overall, this is just like kind of exploring the mindset of people who have lost weight, because it's an interesting dive, to be honest, because a lot of the people who I know who have lost weight are really good lifelong friends. And I think you can make a lot of lifelong friends while on the journey, especially if you use people for like an accountability system. But I feel like throughout the podcast, I don't want to just be talking in a negative sense. So I'm just throwing this in here now, that you are just not powerless. You have the power to do this over and over again. It will not be easy ever, but you have the determination, the discipline, the power, and the ability to lose weight. You've already proven yourself that you are able to do that. And it's not rocket science, you know? You just got to put in the work and you'll get there. And I'm kind of talking to myself a little bit right now, because I'm busting my ass trying to get there, man. I'm trying to get back down to a healthy weight. So I understand the struggle. I understand the struggle, man. So I just want to throw some positivity in there, because I felt like I was being a little downer. Okay. Oh, this is something interesting. So we're still on the topic of figuring out how to navigate society's view of you now. People will try to take credit for your fucking success, man. And that is literally that's such a pet peeve. And you know what? Maybe I'm just complaining about a bunch of shit that happened to me when I lost a bunch of weight and then gained it again, etc. But I know some of y'all who are listening have gone through some of this stuff, because it can't just be me. It physically can't. And I think that is really a big purpose of this podcast, is just to let you know that there is a community of people who have lost weight, and we have all had stories or issues or things of that nature that we need to share. So seriously, man, if y'all have any sort of story about weight loss or any of this that it like resonates with this podcast, please drop a story down below if you think I missed anything or I didn't touch on something enough. People will try to take credit of your own accomplishments. And, yeah, that shit's fucking weird, dude. That shit is weird when people do. Obviously, this happens in all aspects of life, but when it's literally you putting in the work and you choosing what to eat, even when I coach people and they say thank you for the help or whatever, I am very, very, very sure to tell them, bro, I literally did nothing. You did all the fucking work. Like, yes, I'll post highlights to congratulate people that have lost weight or gotten extremely, you know, shredded, good looking, whatever you want to say, when they've worked with me. I'll do that. The reason I do that is to let them know I'm proud of the work they have done. Definitely helps, you know, having some testimonies for, you know, marketing sense of my coaching. But realistically, they're the ones who are busting their ass and choosing what to eat and choosing not to go to McDonald's at 12 in the morning and get 20 nuggets with sauce and an extra large fry, if anybody was ever wondering. So it's weird, man. But people will try to take credit for your accomplishment. Don't ever let like a soured coach relationship ever say that he made you or anything like that, because you did all the work yourself. And I don't think it really often happens in a coaching sense. I feel like maybe some gym buddies or some old friends that you used to go to the gym with might, yeah, you know, any of that. Any of those situations. Okay. A lot of toxic, jealous people will arise as well, and they'll try to discredit you. And for nothing you can do about that. Nothing at all. This is more of an awareness thing. People who are jealous of your success in the gym or the nutritional, whatever you're focusing on. People who are jealous of that will try to discredit you. Maybe even I'm a little bit of a, I'm probably a part of this category, man, to be honest. I don't want to say I'm toxic all the time, but I could definitely see myself being in the gym, seeing someone who I think is on, who looks incredible, looks absolutely incredible, and, I probably tried to discredit them by saying they took steroids. I'm not perfect. That's one way people will try to discredit you. People will also be like, oh, is it really healthy that you're that small? Bro, like, unless you're in the field or you know what you're talking about, please shut the fuck up. Like, honestly, is it really, and you know what? There are definitely a place and time when people should, like, maybe be concerned about some people who have lost too much weight, but it's never, I don't feel like people actually say it at that point. People will be saying it when people lost, like, 10 or 15 pounds, and they'll be like, are you really sure that you should be losing that much weight? Like, yo, take your jealous ass home. Work on yourself. Stop being worried about so many other people. Unless you're in my social circle, I'm never going to say nothing about that. And if I'm saying something, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a professional, you know? Like, it's a different thing when you are just like Amy, who works in fucking accounting, and you're trying to tell someone, aren't you a little bit too small now? Or even vice versa. Like, oh, those muscles are getting too big. Like, bro, come on now. So that is that's all I have for navigating society's view of you and like what to expect. If I missed anything, please drop it below. We are going to get into the last two parts of this podcast and then some take home things. But thankfully, we have another sponsor segment for this episode. So I do want to say thank you to our sponsor. We're going to let that run and we'll be right back. And we're back. Thank you for sitting through that ad. I appreciate you. That's how we make money off this podcast. We will be announcing a new way that you can support this podcast in the coming weeks. So if you're interested in supporting the podcast, that is something that could be coming. And on top of that, if you would want to support the company now, not just the podcast, Lifting Standards, the teal hat I'm wearing right now came from our Lux collection that dropped this spring. And you can go to liftingstandards.com and pick up any of the stuff that is left in your size. Unfortunately, we do not have any hats left. We do have shorts, baseball tees, and crew neck sweaters. And that is all I have to say about that. Let's get into the fifth and final topic of things to expect. And then a couple, the next topic is a more of like an uplifting topic. So this is the last, this will be the last downer of the podcast, if you will. It's not easier the second time, and that's the cold hard truth, okay? And what I mean by that, yes, there are definitely pros of doing it a second time where you know certain things, and overall, yes, you could probably have a better understanding of how to do it, but when it comes down to bare bones, losing a set amount of weight is going to be just as much work, just as much dieting, just as much planning as it will be now. And it honestly just gets harder as you get older. For men, like your T drops. And to be honest with you, it's probably hard for women most of the time, realistically. I feel like y'all, God bless women for having to deal with their menstrual cycles during weight loss. That is a mental battle. When you've been busting your ass so hard and then you hit your cycle and then you just bloat and feel very unaccomplished when realistically you've been doing everything you can. So that God bless y'all for having to deal with that, seriously. But anyways, back to the actual topic as I just segue again. It's going to be hard no matter when you do it. It's going to get harder as you get older. You probably have more responsibilities as you get older. So it really, there's never a perfect time to do it. Obviously, you hear about people or even yourself being like, oh, Monday I'll start the diet. Bro, fucking start that shit today. Go to the grocery store today. Why would you wait? If you are realistically dropping 2 pounds a week, think about how many weeks that is. And why would you want to start tomorrow as opposed to today? This is like the only thing, you know what I mean? That if you are saving money in a bank account that earns 10% interest, and you are trying to get to $1 million, and that's your goal, would you be like, eh, I'll throw money in it tomorrow. I'll wait till Monday to throw money in it. No. You would throw some money in that motherfucker right now. You would throw money in there ASAP. So treat your weight loss like a savings account. You need to start working on that shit now. Even if you have already done it, it's never going to get easier. You will be more prepared for it, but it's never going to get easier. It's still going to require the same amount of work and genetically human or like human body wise. You are going to have a tougher time doing it all as you get older. Joints get used and abused. Your time gets used and abused. And maybe, you know, your will. Like, some man, I feel like as people get older, right, like trying to stay active is really tough. And maybe your accountability. You know what? I didn't even think about this before the podcast, but maybe your accountability circle moves away. Like, if you are able to set up an accountability system, like, use it as while you can, because it's not necessarily always going to be there, depending on what you chose. All right. Blaming oneself for letting it happen again, or, you know, the self-deprecating talk that we talked about earlier. It's so much mental taxing that you're doing to yourself. It's just, it's, you shouldn't blame yourself for letting it get this far. Just deal with it. You are here. You know what happened. You know why it happened. Nothing you can do about it now. You can't go back and uneat anything. You can't go back and change all your decisions, you know? The only thing you can change is today and tomorrow and the next day. So make those right decisions for your health and your future and get back on the horse. The horse isn't going anywhere. You can always get on the horse, but you're not going to make it as far on the horse if you keep putting off getting on the horse. You just need to do it, man. Whatever your goal is, it's not going to get any closer if you're just sitting there. So it's just not easier. I know that it may feel like it would be easier to do, but it's still going to take a decent amount of time and it's still going to not be super fun depending on how you do it and what you count as fun. I don't personally enjoy losing weight. I like the process. I enjoy the process of making a decision to change my lifestyle, adhering to the lifestyle, and seeing that I can be consistent. I enjoy seeing myself hold myself accountable more than eating right, more than working out. I am more happy or more pleased when I just see myself setting personal goals and accomplishing them. And I'm sure you will too. Even if they're not weight goals, I'm talking just consistent wise. I'm like, all right, I'm going to work out 5 days a week. And I hit that, I feel good. Like, I genuinely feel better. Even if I didn't lose a single pound, I feel better about my consistency and self. I feel better about myself as well. All right. That was a short one because it's such a quick topic, man. I just wanted y'all to understand that losing any amount of weight is never going to be super easy. Losing weight or fat, more specifically, it's a tough task. It's definitely a tough task. But if you've already done it and you're here and you're trying to get back into that mindset, I hope you gain something from this podcast. Here is my pros of losing weight again. This is really for you. This is the section for you if you're trying to lose weight again. All of the things that are previously listed in this podcast aren't guaranteed. They are not all guaranteed to happen to you. They aren't all guaranteed to be fixes for you. Everybody's experience is different, which is a blessing. Which is a blessing because you know what will work for you, and it can kind of give you a little bit of a... You can kind of relax about listening to all these different things that are out there. Different diets, different workout programs. You know what works for you. You've done it before. And you were successful to a point where you were able to drop the weight. All you need to figure out now is once you drop that weight, how do you keep it off? How do you stay in that good maintenance area? And that's where you failed. But it's not even failing because you've learned what didn't work. So now when you get down to that weight, you'll be able to actually try something different and hopefully keep the weight off. Another positive of losing weight again now is if you were hitting the gym prior to this, you have developed muscles. You have developed muscles that just don't disappear. Muscle atrophy takes, you know, it can happen quickly if you're sedentary and you're not moving like your legs, but they're still there. You still have a form of muscle memory, right? You go to the gym, you've already established a mind-to-muscle connection. You already know how to activate a lot of the muscles in your body if you had been going to the gym prior. So you're going to have a lot better of a time going now because you already kind of know how to squeeze or how to contract those muscles and where you should be contracting on certain exercises, etc. Another plus, you already have the knowledge of what worked and what didn't. You also know where to start, as opposed to some people when they start a weight loss journey where they just drop to 700 or 1,000 calories unhealthily. You know that that's not what you can do this time. You can start by lowering, you know, slowly lowering your calories to whenever you start losing weight, and you're able to do it a little bit more efficiently. But also when you start at a higher calorie count. And when you have all this developed muscle already, you're able to eat a little bit more. So it's a little bit easier in that sense. I will give you that. That once you have established enough muscle, once you have established like where you lose weight, you are able to actually eat a decent amount of food while still losing weight. And that's a plus side to losing weight again after you've already lost weight. Hopefully, the first time you lost weight, you figured out a way to have yourself accountable, make yourself accountable. You have either a system from a previous program that helps you stay accountable, or some social circles of friends, family, relationships that helps you stay accountable. And honestly, that's like a big part of the battle. Having some way to hold yourself accountable. If you know how to make yourself accountable to a program, nutrition, whatever it may be, you are ahead of the game. So you've already, it's basically like you got a scouting report for your own weight loss journey, okay? You already know what some of the triggers are that bother you, you know, when you start eating, so you can hopefully identify them and deal with them in a more healthy manner than maybe, say, emotionally eating like me. Also, you know how to make sure you go to the gym or make sure that you are eating healthily. Make sure you know how to make sure you're eating nutritiously. So that's a huge bonus. Something else that probably doesn't get talked about a lot is once you start up again, man, like you already have all of these recipes in your head or know of healthy things that you like. Or maybe you know of certain like foods that are like low calorie, if you need low calorie, like desserts. Personally, I've been ripping the Yazzo's peanut butter ice cream sandwiches that are really low calorie. Very good. Not sponsored. But you have all of the dietary tricks for like lower calorie meals or nutrient timing for around your workout, hopefully. Maybe you already know like, well, I don't really like brown rice, or I don't really like this rice, or I don't like this vegetable. I don't like, you know what I mean? You have a lot more. Hopefully, after your first weight loss journey, you have at least learned something about your nutritional habits and what you enjoy eating while trying to maintain weight or lose weight. Those are all the pluses I have for losing weight again after you have already lost weight. If there's something else you can think of, I've said this in almost every section. I genuinely am curious to hear what other people have to say about weight loss after weight loss, losing weight after weight loss. So please drop a comment below. This will be on YouTube, either in visualizer form or video, which I'm here doing. So you could either let me know on Instagram comments as well, or DMs on Instagram, or YouTube comments. And for the last section, big take-home ideas, okay? Big take-home ideas. These are your notes from class, if you will. Okay? Big bolded highlighted notes. If you are currently post weight loss life, this doesn't mean you can't do it again. It doesn't mean you can stop trying, you know? Like, just because you have lost weight and you have either gained it or you are maintaining, you can't stop trying. Like, you need, for you, your body's health, your own sanity, you need to keep trying. Even if you want to, after you lost a bunch of weight and maybe that's not healthy, you want to add 20 pounds back or whatever the amount may be, and you want to sit around there, you need to still be working to maintain the weight and not just letting it slowly creep up on you and go back up, because it will. If you are not keeping the weight off, or you didn't keep the weight off, I just really want to drive home that you are not alone. This is literally like 80% of the people who lose weight regain it after 5 years. So it's not a you thing. It's an us thing. Everybody is having an issue with it. So you're not alone, but that doesn't mean you should stop trying, because living healthier is obviously you've hopefully you've lived at a point, even if it's not your lowest weight, even if you were on your way back up and you found a happy medium where you're like a healthy weight in the middle between your heaviest and your least, you could feel just good about yourself and also still enjoying food. So hopefully you'll be able to get there again, and I truly hope that for you. But you are not alone is the highlight of this section. All of this information is not an excuse. I don't want that to come off as the take-home idea. All of y'all who are listening who have possibly gained weight again, like, don't take any of this as an excuse. You should still be working on yourself, but just work on yourself with a new outlook, as in you might not want to get down to a certain level where you were before because it wasn't really maintainable, healthy, or you just didn't like it. And that's okay. You could try out any weight you want to because you have the power to gain or lose weight as a human. Just try to be healthy, please. Okay, and also, you know what would be pretty badass? This is like, imagine you have lost 100 pounds, okay? Imagine you tell someone that story. You know, I feel like I've talked, in one of my podcasts, I've talked to my mentor, Jordan, who has lost 150 pounds before, right? Imagine you talk to someone and you're like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. Good for you, man. Imagine you talk to someone and they're like, yeah, I lost 150 pounds fucking twice. Drops the mic and leaves. Like, imagine being able to tell people that you have, like, literally beat the shit out of obesity or, like, unhealthy habits twice. You know? Like, that's gonna feel... I'm personally super pumped for that. Because this shit's hard, man. You know, it's very hard. Especially in the world that we're living in right now. Like, this is an unheard of, never before, like, such a phenomenon. The whole country, the world shut down for a year. No one fucking has ever had to deal with that. That I have ever personally known. This is all news to everybody, right? So me being excited, I hope this excitement rubs off on you. You can physically be able to tell someone you have lost a certain amount of weight, 10, 20, 30, 50, even 100 pounds. Tell them that you've done it twice and be fucking proud of that. So look forward to that moment is what I personally, I'm like, yeah, I've lost weight. I lost like 80 pounds. Yeah. But then I gained gained a lot of it back. Actually more than what I lost the first time. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I need to get back on my grind. And then I did it. And then I lost X amount of weight again. That is a very... I think that is more inspiring than hearing about the one-year Andy. Like, the one-year person who just lost, like, a bunch of weight 1 year. And then you come in and check with them 4 years down the line and they're gaining weight again because it's hard to keep it off. I would really love... Okay, if you find anybody who has this, okay? If you find anybody who has a story where they gain... I want them to be bragging about it because this shit is fucking insane. I want them... Find someone who has lost a bunch of weight, gained all of it back, and then lost it again. I want that person as my coach. That is a very... down to earth, real, like, very relatable person, I feel. That, because everybody, I feel like it's hard to relate to some people who have just lost weight once. For me, in this period of time where I'm at, because I have gained my weight back. So, obviously, this doesn't go for everybody. You relate to whoever you relate to. But seeing as the number is so high of people who gain the weight back, I feel like there must be other people who are looking to, like, you know, resonate with a coach or resonate with an influencer, but they can't because they've only lost the weight once and they're, like, looking to lose it again for the second time. And that comes with a whole, you know, all of these hurdles that we've talked about that other people might not have had to deal with. But I will leave you with this one thing before I go. I just want to say thank you for listening all the way through to the end of this podcast. Every 2 weeks on Monday, there will be a new podcast. And I will be releasing the visualizer for this one in the following week, plus clips on lifting standards training on Instagram. And if you want to check out the brand, liftingstandards.com or at liftingstandards on Instagram and Twitter. That is where a lot of that will be active. But I leave you with this last piece of motivation. Most people can't even lose the weight once. And you are not most people, and you have lost the weight already. So just be 2 times the badass you have already been and lose it a second time, okay? And I hope if you need anything, you reach out to me. I would love to help any one of you listening hit your goal for the second time while I hit my goal for the second time. Have a great day, everybody. Peace.